Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 8th of May, 2022. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. We gather for in-person worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings at our building at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. If you can't join us in person, then you can watch our live stream on either our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Today is marked as Mother's Day, or more generally, Mothering Sunday, and we celebrate all those, mothers or not, who have the gift of mothering. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ is the source of all love, and so we praise him.
Thank you.
Proverbs 31 speaks of a woman who has a husband and a household, which doesn't match every model of mothering. But the values which underpin her life can underpin all kinds of circumstances. Proverbs 31, verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honour her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Let us pray. Lord, many of us read these words from your holy word and are inspired, encouraged, and grateful. But some of us are tempted to doubt that your grace could ever produce these kinds of virtues in our lives. Some of us are tempted by resentment and unforgiveness because of those who have let us down. Some of us are tempted to condemn ourselves for past failings, and all of us remember times when we have fallen short. Forgive us for doubt, resentment, unforgiving hearts, self-condemning attitudes. Remind us of your forgiveness, always available in Jesus Christ. In spite of our failures and sin, we trust in your power to transform our lives. God of love, we thank you for the gift of our mothers, mothers who labour to bring us into this world, mothers to guide us on life's journey, mothers to teach us how to pray to you. We thank you, God, for the gift of mothers who model your love and who show the way of faith. We thank you for the example of Mary, our Lord's mother, who surrendered herself to your will, who said to servants at a wedding feast, "Do whatever my son Jesus commands you," and who at the last was found near the cross and the empty tomb. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that our lives may bring joy to your world and praise to your name. Amen.
Vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean, in its fullness over me, underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading home. Above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, never more. How he watches o'er his loved ones, die to call them all his own. How for them he intercedeth, watches o'er them from the throne. best. 'Tis an ocean full of blessing, 'tis a haven giving rest. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, 'tis a heaven of heaven to me, and it lifts me up to glory, for it lifts me up to thee.
Not all mothers have a biological connection to their children. The definition of a mother varies from culture to culture or certain situations. Let us not forget to acknowledge soon-to-be moms who are frightened and terrified as well as excited for their first-time motherhood experience. Single mothers who cook, clean and play with their children after a long day at work. Mothers who give birth and made the best decision to let their babies be raised by others. Mothers who adopted children and love them as their very own. Grandmothers who provide love and advice to her children and grandchildren. Stepmothers who love and treat their stepchildren with love and respect. Foster mothers who have given a foster child a chance to have a family. Bereaved mothers who have lost a child. A mother at heart who longs to have a baby but can't conceive. The godmother, who plays an integral part of a child's spiritual upbringing. The teachers, social workers, neighbours and friends who provide guidance to children. Aunts, cousins, friends and babysitters who take care of the children when mom is not around. Let us celebrate our very own special moms and all the inspirational motherly figures that support us every day, and also the fathers who have to be both mother and father to their children. One of the images in the Bible is of God as a mother bird sheltering her children under her wings. And so in Book of Ruth, we read the words, "May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." The Psalms use this imagery a number of times. Psalm 17, "Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings." Or Psalm 57, "I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." Or Psalm 91, "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge." Jesus picks up these images when he laments over Jerusalem. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." These images paint God as a protecting and sheltering God for his people. But a variation of this image paints a God who also pushes his children to be independent and to grow stronger. Mother eagles are known to teach their young ones to fly by deliberately pushing them out of the nest, but then catching them before they plunge to their doom. So in the book of Deuteronomy, God guarded Jacob as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft. Now, before we start claiming that the Bible only reinforces stereotypes of motherly warmth and care with these images of God, check out the book of Hosea, chapter 13. "Like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open," says the Lord. Here, we see that the maternal instinct to protect children can produce wrath as much as warmth. Beware the fury of a mother. No sentimental mother image here. When we speak about God being a father or like a mother, are we simply reading into God our own experience of mothering and fathering? Do we rush to an image because it resonates with us? If we had a cruel and abusive father, do we warm to soft images of mothering and feminine pictures? Maybe. But what if our mother was a perfectionist mother? typically an over-controlling, fearful and anxious woman for whom appearance is everything. The children of a perfectionist mother tend to be hypercritical of themselves, feel inadequate and emotionally empty. I hope that's not your picture of God, that that's not your expression of faith, that that's not how you see your walk with the Lord. Christians believe that God is defined by the one we encounter in Jesus Christ. When we speak of God as Father, or as some do, Mother, we do so through the lens of the God we encounter in Jesus. The love of God is not defined in terms of our human parenting experience, but in the relationship between Jesus on earth and God in heaven. The fatherhood of God is defined by what God is in Jesus, and that includes feminine images. The fatherhood of God is bigger than our human fathering, just as any mother images are larger than our personal experiences. God sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts that we might have a personal family relationship with the one who made us, and through the Son of Mary, redeemed us through his cross.
Lord, I'm really glad you're here. I hope you feel the same when you see all my fear and how I fail. I fall sometimes. It's hard to walk in shifting sand. I miss the rock. Find I've nowhere left to stand. I start to cry. Please help me raise my hand so you can pick me up. Hold me close, hold me tighter. I have found a place where just how many storms it takes until I finally know you're here always, even when my skies are far from gray. I can stay.
Let us pray. You know our hearts, and you know that today some of our hearts ache. As others rightfully celebrate the joy and love of the mothers in their lives, this day for some of us is a somber reminder of the absence of mothers in our lives. For some of us, if we have bought flowers for today, it will only be in order to place them by a graveside. For some of us, if we buy a card today, it will only be in hopes of knowing our mothers one day. For some of us, if we have bought a gift today, It will only be in pensive anticipation of repairing a breached relationship. For some of us, there will be no hugs today, no gentle kisses on the cheek, no laughter, no smiles from ear to ear. For some of us, today is a day of longing. For some, it will be tearful. For others, it will be wistful. For others, it will be just empty. Be with us in these times, Lord, even as we strive to be present for each other. Remind us that the relationships we are longing for can be recreated in us. Remind us that the motherly blessings we yearn to receive today, the joy, the acceptance, the caring, the understanding, the compassion, the unconditional love, are still ours to experience by extending them to others. Whether to honour the mothers that we knew, or to envision the mothers that we hope for, sharing these gifts with others can not only begin to heal the missing space in our hearts, but we will find that in sharing them with others, we will begin to experience them more abundantly in our own lives, as the gifts are returned to us. Inspire us all to be the bearers of these nurturing gifts. May others know more joy, acceptance, caring, understanding, compassion, and love because of us. And may we play even a small part in mending broken hearts, broken relationships in the sometimes broken world. We bring to you all who need your loving generosity in this broken world. For mothers in the Ukraine and Russia who grieve the loss of sons and daughters in conflict. For mothers who grieve their children on the road of the refugee seeking a better life. And in the quietness, we bring to you our own circumstances and situations, praying for a word of grace to fill each void that we bring to you. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.